Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the chakira as to whether one eid has any ne'amanus in davar sheva erva. On one hand, we said maybe in davar sheva pachas mishnayim he has no ne'amanus. On the other hand, we said maybe he has partial ne'amanus. We concluded he has partial ne'amanus, and with that, we answered the three kashas. We answered the Rambam, the Chosishas in the ninth parak and the 31st halacha, and now we're going to continue again. This is based on the Sefer Beis Yeruchim of a Gaon of Yeruchim Bar Haftig. There's another chilik gadol ledina. If somebody says, "Im echad amar li isha ki dashtich al menas shetiten li mana," that I married you on condition that you give me a mana, and now he says, "Give me two things. First of all," he says, "you're my wife." And second of all, he says, you owe me a mana, you owe me $100. And then he brings an eid echad. So if we say that eid echad has no ne'amanus at all, but davar sheva erva, there's no shavua, and this is chayvus of mammon. Since the eid echad isn't ne'aman on the kiddushin, me'mela, there's no shavua on the ischayvus. But based on what we prove that the Rambam holds that there is ne'amanus of an eid echad, by davar sheva erva, just like by davar sheva mammon, just by mammon. In the Torah there's a din shavua, and there's no din shavua by erva. So if the eid echad says that she was miskadeshes and mischayevis mammon, and she owes him money, since we believe him, begeder eid echad, sheniskatsha, we believe him as an eid echad, that she was miskadeshes, just there's no shavua, but there is a mammon. So she at least has to swear about the mammon, because we don't negate his ischayvus completely. There's a we believe him, we suspect that what he says is true about, it's not going to chayv him or her, but we suspect that what he says is true. There is partial ne'amanus by the kiddushin, and memela she's going to have to swear about the mammon, because the shvu on the mammon comes from the kiddushin. He says, "I was makadeshi when you owe me 100 because of the kiddushin." So since we believe him partially on the Kiddushin, there's going to be no Shavua, but on Mamanus there is a Shavua, Kayadua. And it would appear that we find this din in the Rambam in the 24th parak of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Yud Zayin. There he writes, Mishara Ishto Shezinsa, O She'amr lo Achas Mikrovosa V'mikrovosea, Shehu Ma'aminam V'somechetz Daito Aleim Shezinsa Ishto, Bein Shai Omer Ish, Bein Shai Se Isha, somebody who saw his wife was Mizanet, or one of his krovim, one of her krovos, or his krovim, that he believes them, he trusts them, says that his wife was Mizanet, whether the speaker was a man or whether it was a woman, since he believes them, he has to divorce her. L'fikach mashbia b'nikitas chayfetz shelo zinsa tachtav. And therefore he has to be mashbia her, and she has to swear on like a sefer Torah that she wasn't mizanim. Magid Mishnah writes, Mashkas rabbein l'fikach mashbia b'nikitas chayfetz don't inspire li taimo. U'bevadai, u'miesha meid echod, minadinhu, shetishava l'hakrish es ha'ed, aval ein shameid kosher, afi shabalo mesherad dover, lamatishava, Kevin Raglaim Ladover, Verbenu Danoso, Kadin and Ishbaim Benotlin, Vladati Miainze, Vdivrabenu Tsichim Talmud. So he says that he makes her swear Benakitas Chayfetz, I don't know why. So if there's an Eid Echad, Minadin, there's a proper Eid Echad, Minadin who, that she should swear to be Makrish the Eid. But if there's no eid kosher, even though the husband says that he saw it, why should she swear? There's no raglaim ledaber. So what's this inyan of making her swear? The Rambam done also, the Rambam judges him, Kedin hanishbaim v'notlim. like those who swear and then they take. V'lo yadati me'ayin zeh, and I don't know where this is from. V'divrei Rabbeinu tzrichim talmud. So Benkach, that's the Magid Mishnah. He doesn't understand where the Rambam gets this from. But we see from the Rambam that Loma Baidi Merecha Kasher Omish Zinsa, that she's Chayv Shvua Shelo Zinsa because of the Mammon of the Ksuba. That's why there is going to be a Shvua El Alfi Lual Yidei Bari Delay Shesam Chadaito Ala Krovim. So not only if there's an Eid Echad Kasher, but even if the husband has his own Bari, that he's Samech on the Krovim, he could be Mashbiher, like all Shtaris, the Alma, like all regular Shtaris, Yacholoi Mer Shtabed Lo Paratich. Harehishvedin Erba Sheyeshbo, Gam Dina de Mamona, Lechol Dovrishe Mamon de Alma. The Namon Haid Echad, Bedovrishe Berval, Metzius HaMaisik, Kamo Bedovrishe Mamon. That even if the husband says that he's clear about it, because he's Samech on the Krovim, so they don't have a kosher aid, but he's Samech on the Krovim, he can make her swear. Like Shtaris, that somebody can say, swear that I didn't pay you up. So he equated Din Erva, Sheish Bon Gam Dina de Mamona, he equated a Din Erva that also has a Din Mamon, like all other Divrei Mamon. That the Erechad is Naman B'dav Erba on the Metzias of the Maisa, like a Davar Sheba Mamon. Just like Davar Sheba Erba, there's no Shavua. And since, in this case, there's a Din of Mamon, so there's no Shavua on the Davar Sheba Erba, but on the Mamon, there is a Shavua. So while it's the Mamon, she has to swear. And even if it's, again, not without a kosher aid. But one aid is enough. And we don't say, not the one aid isn't Naman. So the Rambam is Lashita, so here you see that the one aid is believed. So, that's why, in this case, he can make her swear. Because since there's mamonis that are involved here, and the mamonis come because of the erva, because of the shaila of their mutter to each other, so on the erva we're choshesh for what the one aid says, and memela it's mixtus nemanis, and memela there's a chiyuv shvu on the mamon. So our chakira would explain this, and it's the Rambam l'shitasa, just like the Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Ishus Halacha Lamed Aleph writes that we learned in the first year that if one aid says Mekudeshes, the other aid says not, she shouldn't get married Lechatchila because the one aid has partial Nemanos. So to hear one aid has partial Nemanos, and therefore that's enough to be Mechayiv her Shvua. In Choshen Mishpat and Simon Pei Zayin Sif Chof Hei, the Rama writes that if the Iker HaTviya is because of the Isser, there's no Shavua. And his Makor is a Trumas Hadeshin and the Pesachim in Simen Lamed Vav. And there he writes, V'ot Shavua Zula Yadana Mativa. Hamrinan Beperka Omer Bekidushin, Erechad Be'akchosha, Mimehim in Bekidushin. The Perish Rashi, Dafil Hi Atzum Akcheshes Is Ha'ed Ne'menes, De'ein Eid Echad Kam El L'Shavua, Bachelor Shaykh Shvua Tvias Kedushin. So it says that Eid Echad Behakrasha, an Eid Echad who's contradicted, is not believed in Kedushin. Rashi writes that even if she herself denies what the Eid says, then it's nothing because Ein Echad Kam El Shvua. Bachelor Shaykh Shvua, here there's no Shvua in the Kedushin. So the Trumas Hadeshin is talking about a case where in the Tain and Kedushin there's also Mamanis involved. But since there's no Din Shavu on the Kedushin, which is a Darashe Be'erva, Memela there's no Din Shavu on the Maman. Because the Maman is mistaif from the Darvish Be'erva. Darvish Be'erva, there's no Shavua, so too by the Maman. And his Raya is from Rashi. Rashi says there's no Shavua is not Shaykh here. And there we're talking about two who came from Medinas Hayam. V'isha imayim, v'chavila imayim. So what's it talking about there? They're arguing, right? Each guy says that you're my wife and this is my chavila. So the argument is both about kiddushin and about the money. So in this davar shebe'erva taina, there's also a davar shebe'mamon taina. And nevertheless, Rashi says that a shavua isn't shayich here, since on the kiddushin there's no shavua. So the memela is no shavua on the chavila either, even though there's an eid echad. The case there is shnayim bo medinas hayam, and there's a woman with them, and there's a package with them. One of the guys says, "This is my wife," and the other guy is my eved. And this is my chavila. And the other guy says, this is my wife. And the other guy is my eved. And this is my chavila. And the woman says, these two guys are my avadim. And this is my chavila. So the Gemara concludes that the Brice is talking about ein echad. Each of them has an ein echad. And that's not enough testimony. But there's no right. The eid echad isn't enough to prove anything. But what about being mechayev shvua? Rashi says there's going to be no shvua because eid echad isn't mechayev shvua. But the shach says this isn't true. He brings from the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Ishus, and also from the Rambam that we brought earlier, that if there's a shvu on the mammon, even though it's mistaif min adavar shebe'erva, then there's still going to be a shvu on the mammon, like we saw in the Rambam. That if somebody saw his wife being mizaneh, so she has to be nishba on the mammon, even though on the adavar shebe'erva there's no shvuah. But in the moment there is a shvua, even though the davreshev moment is mistaif, emerges from the erva. Nevertheless, there's a chiyuv shvua. So apparently, what the Trumas Hadeshen holds is that when it comes to davreshev erva, there's no nemanis at all for one aid. So if you hold there's nemanis for one aid, then there's going to be a chiyuv shvua if the moment is connected to the erva. Because on the erva, one aid is partially believed, just there's no shvua, and then in the moment there's going to be a shvua. And the Trumas Hadeshen holds no. That if the Gemamanus is connected to the Erva, there's going to be, if there's no Shavu, if since there's only one aid on the Erva, there's going to be no Shavu on the Mamanus. Because one aid is completely not believed. But what we successfully proved, apparently, is that the Rambam holds that one aid does have some Nemanus when it comes to Darishab Erva. Nafkamina is a Shavu when Mamanus is connected to Erva. For example, the first example we gave, of you married me on manas that I give you 100 zuz. I'm asked that you give me 100 zuz. So the guy says, you're my wife and you owe me 100 zuz. So, such a case, she wants to deny it. He can't be believed about the wife part, but about the 100 zuz she has to swear. At Dvarim Hayin Eflaim and the Mirtz Hashem, we, please God, will continue in these shiurim, I hope, in Yanei Ishus and Sifrei Rabbi Yerucham. This is from Magon Rabbi Yerucham Varhaftik. And we should see more neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.